Some of you may well ask, why is the FAO involved with nutrition? I refer you to the second paragraph of the preamble to the constitution of the FAO, which reads, raising levels of nutrition and standards of living of the peoples under their respective jurisdictions. The current nutrition situation, unfortunately, is mixed. It's checkered. 22 years after the first International Conference on Nutrition, progress in reducing hunger has been uneven, and malnutrition even more so. A great number of people, at least 840 million as estimated last year, were deemed to be chronically undernourished, chronically lacking enough dietary energy for basic life functions. About almost half of child deaths are linked to malnutrition. Over 160 million people annually are stunted due to chronic malnutrition. Almost 100 million children are believed to be underweight. Over 2 billion people are affected by various micronutrient deficiencies, while another half billion or so are deemed obese. Why improve nutrition? Nutrition, as the Director General of the FAO has just emphasized, greatly impedes the fulfillment of human potential. It slows development. It burdens national health and fiscal systems. It weakens the social, cultural, and economic fabric of nations. But improving nutrition is therefore not only a moral imperative, it also can help to improve productivity, accelerate economic growth, reduce healthcare costs, promote education, intellectual capacity, as well as social development. Why then the second International Conference on Nutrition? There was, after all, one in 1992. Unfortunately, as I suggested earlier, we have seen unacceptably high and enduring levels of malnutrition. And as we know, as the Director General of the FAO has emphasized and the Director General of the WHO has also emphasized, global problems require global solutions. Social problems require public solutions. Coordinated multi-sectoral actions are very urgently needed. There are, in many societies today, nutrition is handled by particular ministries without sufficient coordination among ministries. We also see that national as well as international cooperation and coordination needs to be enhanced in order to make serious impacts on nutrition. And of course, because of the very nature of nutrition itself, we need to put nutrition front and center on the development agenda as the world gives greater attention to nutrition and to the post-2015 development agenda. What is the scope of this conference? As emphasized by the two directors general, it is global in perspective. We are looking at nutrition throughout the human life cycle. We also look at different types of malnutrition, and with this both includes both undernutrition, inadequate dietary energy, as well as micronutrient deficiencies, and very importantly, the diet-related non-communicable diseases. In other words, all forms of nutrition, but our focus, understandably, is on the poorest, the most food insecure, and vulnerable households. We also have a situation where it is important for us to craft the agenda for the conference accordingly. And we have tried to do so by looking at the progress in the last decades since the 1992 conference of trying to ensure an all-of-government approach to nutrition involving various sectors who normally do not come together very well. It is important to align sectoral policies and to ensure that we have policy options and institutional frameworks rather than a one-size-fits-all solution. Coherence, I have emphasized, and it's also important, of course, to ensure the requisite political will and resources. to identify priorities for international cooperation as we move forward after 2015. The ICN2, as I mentioned earlier, will be held here in Rome, in this building, on the 19th to the 21st of November this year. It is jointly organized, as you know, by FAO and the WHO. And we have a number of other organizations, international organizations, mainly from within the UN system, who are collaborating with us in this endeavor. The participants are going to be wide-ranging, including heads of states, government leaders, and other dignitaries, high-level representatives from different relevant ministries, parliamentarians and legislators, leaders of UN agencies, other international intergovernmental organizations, policymakers, researchers, development experts, nutrition experts, of course, and representatives from both the private sector and civil society, consumer associations, and producer organizations. We envisage 9 site events to be held during the course of the conference, and the expected outcomes, as the Director General of the FAO has emphasized, will be a political declaration to ensure commitment not only at the national level, but also, very importantly, at the international level to much more effective and coordinated actions to improve nutrition. Very importantly as well, a framework for action which will provide technical guidance to implementation. The expected impacts are varied. As I emphasized earlier, the importance of coherence and coordination at the national level will be very, very crucial. But we also expect greater international coherence and cooperation. A very important element, which was perhaps underplayed before, is the importance of the food system, of reforms to improve the food system in order to ensure better nutrition for all. And of course, we hope to make contributions, very important contributions, to the post-2015 development agenda, the Zero Hunger Challenge, and very importantly, to Expo Milan next year. Thank you very much for your attention.